Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Karabat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jess and I'm so excited that you're here with me today. Today I will speak about the three things that have changed and transformed my hormonal health. So to give you a little bit of a background, my hormonal health was really not in a good place many years ago, especially when I stopped taking birth control, which I took for, I would say, about 5 to 6 years. Once I stopped taking it, my hormonal health was really bad to a point where 3 months after taking birth control, my skin really broke out. I had really bad acne all over my face, my back, my neck, my chest. My period wouldn't come back for 6 months at a time, and then it was super long, super irregular, super painful. I had all of the things: weight fluctuations, bloatings, PMS, anything that you can imagine. And for a long time in my life, I believed that all I had to do was just eat well and train and move my body as much as possible, and that was gonna make me the healthiest human on earth, which was not the case. Now, yes, fitness and nutrition is important. That's one aspect of health, but it's not everything. And that's something that I realized once I started working as a coach myself, and I worked with both men and women, and I realized that men had such an easier time following through on what I was, you know, telling them to do, and women had such a harder time following through on just a plan. There would go, you know, weeks at a time where it would be great, and then some other weeks where they would not have an easy time following through on a plan, and they would struggle with it. And I realized, I feel pretty much the same, and every other woman that I'm talking to feels pretty much the same. So I look closer into what I didn't know, and I didn't know that women's cycles have a big effect on our well-being, on our fitness, and our nutrition, on our mental health, on all of the things. And I also realized that most of the fitness research is done on men and not women. And so, long story short, I realized my hormonal health was not in a good place, and I could try to nutritionally eat as clean and healthy as possible and train even more, but that would probably not be the ultimate solution. And don't get me wrong, nutrition is one of the most important factors, but I didn't know how to eat the right way for hormonal health. So I thought eating low carb, you know, high protein, or low carb and eating lots of vegetables without any fat or carbs was the best way to eat, which obviously was not the case. So now there are three things that I have implemented and that I have prioritized over my life that have really helped my hormonal health to a point where my cycles are regular, my period pain is very much reduced, it's very, very little at this moment, my PMS is very bearable. It does show up more when I have a little bit more things going on in my life, which is very normal. Some people are more prone to it, some people are not. I have a very delicate hormonal system, so I have to be extra careful. Some women don't have to, but for me, I have to be. And yeah, it's just long story short, I have been feeling a lot better than I felt over so many years where I didn't know what was going on. Now, the first thing, and the beautiful part about the three things that I'm going to share with you, is something that you can always implement yourself. And it's so simple that a lot of people don't talk about this. And believe it or not, the first thing that I have implemented is sleep. You're probably like, what, just sleep? That's so boring. Like, I can't sleep anyways, or I have good sleep, or whatever it is. You know, your own sleep story. But long story short, what I realized is that I wasn't sleeping well. Because you can sleep 10 hours, but you can still wake up tired in the morning. And that means that your body has not well rested, that your body has not calmed down, that your body has not been in a restful state throughout the night. And so I have realized that for the majority of my life, since I was a kid, really, I had sleep problems. I would have anxiety. I couldn't fall asleep. I would wake up in the middle of the night. I would wake up very early in the morning. And these were all reasons as to why my hormonal health was bad, but also because I never thought it was that important. I always thought 5 hours of sleep is going to be enough. And for me, it was more important to be more productive than sleeping. So I would intentionally wake up early in the morning, even if I had to sacrifice sleep to get my workout in. I would be okay with the fact that I couldn't sleep at 2 a.m. and I would just study and wake up and study instead of trying to go back to sleep and find myself a sleep routine that was going to help me. And so insomnia was something that I struggled with for a very, very, very long time in my life. And sometimes it still creeps up, but I have it under so much control, like never in my life before, because I have prioritized it. Sleep is so important. Sleep is the most important thing that you can do for your health, period. It's not the nutrition, it's not the training, because you cannot outweigh bad sleep with good food or movement. It actually will still do the opposite effect. You probably know it yourself. When you're not sleeping enough, you are hungrier the next day, you're more irritated, you have brain fog, you don't feel great. All of those things really will affect you in the long run as well. And so sleep comes first above anything. So it's really important to have a good sleep hygiene, such as making sure you wind down 1 to 2 hours before you go to bed, no screens, reading something, meditating, taking a bath, putting on some essential oils, really calming yourself and making sure that, you know, you are in a dark environment, right? So that your room is completely dark. And if you can't do that, having a sleep mask, which I do, I also sleep with earplugs. This is something that I have gotten used to because I would be awake with every single sound that I would hear. And so earplugs is something that I always sleep with. I always have my eye mask on that I put on. Is it called eye mask? I don't know. But I've always put my mask on so that I don't have any light coming through and it's always dark for me. I always make sure the temperature is right, so it shouldn't be too warm in your room as well. That there is always fresh air. I have an air purifier as well in my room. So I always make sure that I have clean air in my room, because obviously you're spending the majority of your time sleeping in your life and in that bedroom. So you want to make sure that the air is clean. And so that's another thing that I do really prioritize. And, you know, making sure that you don't eat heavy meals before you go to bed. Drinking alcohol will disrupt your sleep too. So there are a lot of things that you can do to have a good sleep hygiene. You will need to find the things that work for you. But sleep is actually the one thing and most important thing that has really helped with my hormonal health. The second thing that I never really thought would make a big difference are endocrine disruptors. In another episode of mine, I talked about endocrine disruptors in a little bit more in depth, but endocrine disruptors are estrogen-like parts in, for example, plastics or toxins or chemicals that we're consuming or that we're touching or that we're using on a daily basis. So for example, scented candles, perfumes, plastics, all of these contain endocrine disruptors, which can disrupt the normal hormonal regulation in your body and can really play havoc in your body, right? And so making sure that I reduce those as much as possible, by buying produce or organic products in general. I still have conventional food here and there. If I go out and I know it's not organic, it sometimes happens, but I would say 90% of the food that I eat is organic. And if you cannot always just buy organic, it's also okay. There are some products that are better to eat organic than others. There is a Dirty Dozen list that gets published, I think, once a year. that you can Google, and it's going to show you the type of produce that is better to eat organic and some of the produce that is okay to eat conventional. So that's another thing that I really started implementing. I started to make sure I'm not drinking water out of plastic bottles anymore. So I'm drinking either way water out of glass, or I have a very good filter system at home that gives me really good water as well. I do not heat up my food in plastic containers anymore, something that I would do while I was back then working in marketing. That would be a normal thing, just heating it up in plastic containers. I no longer do that. I have scented candles, but I light them maybe once a month. So I'm really particular with, you know, those things. I only put, I would say like 80-90% of the products that I use on my skin are organic and free of pesticides or free of chemicals that can disrupt your, you know, hormonal system too. And that's pretty much it. These are like those small things that I started implementing where I've really seen a big difference with the way that I feel and how my body is responding to those things. So that is the second thing. And the third thing that I started doing is exposing myself to sunlight. I know that is very simple, but it's so effective and is not done enough today. We're so used to sitting in front of our screens every single day, especially those of us who are working in front of our screens every day. I am guilty of that as well right now. I literally have four screens looking at me right now. And so getting yourself outside and getting some sunlight on your face is really, really important for the reason that even if it's cloudy outside, your body is still gonna have a natural wake-up response. Your body's gonna be like, okay, it's not night anymore. I can start producing the stress hormone that wakes you up in the morning, and melatonin production is gonna reduce. You're no longer sleeping. And so it's gonna give your body that sign of like, okay, I'm awake. I can go out. I can start my day. I have the energy now. If you do not have sunlight, you can buy those synthetic, I don't know how they're called, those, you can get them on Amazon, where it is like this sunlight kind of effect that has the same effect on you if it were to be real sunlight. Again, I don't know what it's called right now. My brain is in the luteal phase and I'm not thinking straight. But you can get those too, those natural like lamps, or that give you that sunlight that, you know, if you don't get it, especially during the winter times. But that is so important. And if you do have the option to step outside, even just 5 minutes, in the morning, stepping outside, breathing in some fresh air and feeling the sun on your face can make such a big difference to your day, to your overall well-being, and to everything else that you're doing in your life pretty much. Because it's gonna already signal your body, hey, we're awake and everything is connected. That's something that I think a lot of people don't realize, is that if one thing is off, everything else is gonna be off, because everything in our body is connected. So a lot of times we're talking about, you know, hormonal health when it comes to reproductive health and menstrual cycle stuff. This is what I talk about a lot. But hormones are also any other thing, which is melatonin production, which is your stress hormone production, which is insulin, right? All of those things are connected as well. And as much as you can get all of those things in order, everything else is going to be in order. If there is one thing that's off, everything else is going to be somehow off. So it's really important that we are aware of that and that we allow ourselves to expose ourselves to sunlight as regularly as possible. So these are my three changes that have helped me in, you know, regulating my hormonal system, in really helping me feel better and reduce all of those symptoms that I used to have. I hope this was helpful for you, and I will see you, or hear you, or you will hear me next time. All right? Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.